Thank you, Chairperson Rapporteur. I deliver this statement on behalf of ESCRNet, a network of over 280 organizations worldwide, including my own Poder, based in Mexico and Uruguay. The realization of this legally binding instrument is urgently needed as a step closer towards ending corporate impunity. In the implementation phase, the instrument must ensure that corporate and economic actors are held liable for causing or contributing to the infringement of human environmental rights, including through international independent courts and judicial mechanisms. Additionally, when states are reviewed under the proposed committee in Article 15, the committee reviewing states compliant with the treaty must have a more coherent, non-binary gender-responsive approach by including gender expertise. Gender balance among human rights treaty bodies experts is still far from being a reality. For instance, 72% of experts in the Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights are men. We believe Article 15.1a should ensure that no more than half of the treaty expert body are men and that experts on gender be appointed as part of the committee. Additionally, the committee must generally have an inclusive intersectional approach to gender identity. It is incumbent on states to nominate, elect, and appoint candidates to UN human rights organs and mechanisms who are committed to the full realization of women and gender minorities' human rights, as well as gender equality. To achieve this outcome, states, national human rights institutions, and the UN must work together to establish transparent, regular, and predictable processes that encourage open participation by civil society and the general public at each stage. Thank you.